Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Monday, May 3rd, 2021. And I am your host, Nathaniel E. Baker. Our top stories today: sell in May, epic showdown, Ethereum steals the spotlight. Leading today's news: sell in May, enthusiasm for stocks couldn't be higher, with individual investors holding more equities than ever before. This is fueled by a blowout earnings season, the prospect of an economic recovery, and extra savings like stimulus checks. Stock holdings among U.S. households even rose to 41% of their total financial assets in April. This is the highest level on record, according to data from J.P. Morgan and the Federal Reserve. That kind of optimism has led the S&P 500 to hit 25 records this year alone, while logging its third straight month of gains in April by adding more than 5% to the index. Sell in May and go away? The investment strategy posits that equities tend to underperform in the 6 months through October, so investors should convert to cash at the start of May and then buy into a dip later in the fall. Quote, with stocks at record highs, some investors may be tempted to follow the old adage, end quote, UBS wrote in a research note. Quote, in the U.S., a stay-invested strategy has tended to outperform, particularly in recent years. Market composition, with the U.S. market more tilted towards growth stocks, partly explains the outperformance, end quote. Others, like billionaire investor Leon Cooperman, have an eye on the exit. The self-described fully invested bear is worried about market valuations and thinks, quote, we should recognize we're pulling demand forward and the longer-term outlook is not particularly favorable, end quote. He also expects an upcoming rise in taxes and inflation, which may force the central bank to signal action before the end of 2022. Starting the new month, U.S. stock index futures climbed overnight, with the Dow up 0.6% and the S&P 500 and NASDAQ ahead by 0.4% and 0.2%, respectively. The manufacturing PMI and ISM manufacturing data for April will be released this morning, shedding light on the economic situation before Friday's big non-farm payrolls report. Investors will also be watching the next batch of corporate earnings, including Q1 results today from Enterprise Product Partners, ON Semiconductor, Realty Income, and Omega Healthcare. Epic showdown. A high-profile legal battle set to begin today between Apple and Fortnite creator Epic Games will determine how a market should be classified in the digital age. It's one of the biggest cases brought against Apple since the company was founded in 1976, and the consequences could be huge. A verdict could see developers no longer have to do app checkouts with Apple, or having to pay a 30% app tax to the tech giant, which would dent its fastest-growing services business segment. Backdrop? The legal fight started last year when Epic created its own direct payment method within Fortnite, circumventing fees paid for Apple Store purchases. Apple then issued a warning to Epic regarding the workaround, but the latter refused to remove it, and Apple kicked the developer off its platform. A lawsuit then emerged, which is finally seeing its day in court. Executives testifying at the trial will include Epic CEO Tim Sweeney and Apple CEO Tim Cook, though neither side wanted a jury trial, leaving the decision to U.S. District Judge Yvonne Gonzalez Rogers. Epic's argument: with over 1 billion users across the globe, the iPhone market is itself a market. Meaning, developers can only reach this massive demographic via the App Store. Apple is essentially forcing them to use its mechanism to have the app downloaded and its app payment system to have people pay for purchases. Apple's defense? The company feels it built an ecosystem where app developers of all sizes formed multi-million or even billion-dollar businesses over the last decade. Anyone that doesn't want to pay the 30% commission is asking for a free ride in a market it created, which it updates and maintains via new features and security details. Apple seems to have the edge in terms of legal precedent. But the tech giant ended the week with an antitrust warning from the EU, which said that Apple, quote, abused its dominant position for the distribution of music streaming apps through its App Store, end quote. That decision, which followed a complaint from Spotify, was preliminary, and Apple will have time to respond. But if the finding holds in the final decision, Apple could face a fine of up to 10% of its annual revenue and be forced to make changes to its App Store business model. Ethereum steals the spotlight. Continuing to set fresh record highs, Ether climbed above $3,000 on Sunday for the first time in history, and was last changing hands at $3,097, up about 6.1% over the last 24 hours. Only a year ago, it traded around $208. This corresponds to an increase of over 1,300%, and this year alone, the crypto is up 310%. Adding to the gains, Ether surged 25% over the past week, and the digital asset now has a market cap of about $350 billion, according to CoinMarketCap.com. What's driving demand? Crypto analysts are pointing to a broader awareness of Ether's smart contract platforms, which are powering the landscape for NFTs, Web 3.0 apps, and decentralized finance, otherwise known as DeFi. In fact, the amount of capital locked in DeFi protocols just crossed $68 billion, which is up thousands of percent compared to the beginning of the year. Last week, the European Investment Bank even announced that it had issued 100 million euros in two-year notes using the Ethereum blockchain for the first time ever. Flippening has also re-entered the crypto conversation. This is a term that refers to the belief that Ether's market cap might soon top that of Bitcoin. Many Bitcoin believers maintain that it is outside the realm of possibility. Though daily transaction count on Ethereum's blockchain has increased by 22% to 1.37 million this year. Market research firm Fundstrat further wrote in a research note that Ether could hit above 10,000 by the end of this year, driven by a crypto narrative that's shifting to Ethereum from Bitcoin. But it also expects the latter to reach 100,000 before 2022. Outlook. While the Ether and Bitcoin have not decoupled yet, correlations between the two are shrinking. Ether has quadrupled so far this year, while Bitcoin hasn't even doubled, and the ratio between the currencies recently climbed to 0.052, which is the highest level since mid-2018. However, Bitcoin and Ethereum are still looked at as the reserve assets of DeFi and can earn interest on borrowing or against them, which creates leverage in the system and connects the two currencies. Vaccine patents. Pressure is building on the U.S. and on other Western governments to suspend intellectual property restrictions on COVID-19 vaccines. This as an explosion of coronavirus cases rocks India and other nations. Some 60 developing countries, led by India and South Africa, are drafting a new proposal to waive WTO roles known as TRIPS. This stands for Trade-Related Aspects of Intellectual Property Rights. This could allow a significant increase in vaccine production worldwide. The new proposal will be put to the organization in the next few days and would echo an effort back in the 90s that lifted patents on AIDS medications. Outlook. While Pfizer and Moderna have been known to drive a hard bargain when negotiating vaccine contracts, AstraZeneca and Johnson & Johnson have pledged to provide their jabs as on a not-for-profit basis until the pandemic is over. Future profits for vaccines may also depend on how often or for how long seasonal boosters will be required. Given the number of vaccines in development, competition could keep a lid on costs. Though if some shots prove more effective than others, profits could skew largely in favor of the successful vaccine makers. Highlights from Capitalist Woodstock. Quote, the U.S. economy was resurrected in an extraordinarily effective way, end quote. When the Federal Reserve took actions last year in response to the pandemic-induced recession, so said Warren Buffett during the Berkshire Hathaway virtual annual meeting over the weekend. The Fed moved with speed and demonstrated that they would do whatever it takes to restore bond market trading, which had frozen early in the pandemic. About 85% of the economy is now running in super high gear. Energy. Asked about whether climate change rhetoric has become too irrational regarding investments in fossil fuel companies, Buffett said, quote, people on both extremes are a little nuts. I would hate to have all the hydrocarbons banned in 3 years. It wouldn't work. But I do think the world is moving away from them, too. End quote. Buffett says he still has no compunction in the least about owning Chevron. Tech. Mega cap stock valuations are not crazy, Buffett declared, outlining that Berkshire's sale of some Apple shares last year, quote, was probably a mistake, end quote. And, quote, Charlie, in his usual way, let me know it was a mistake. Charlie Munger is Buffett's 97-year-old business partner and vice chairman of Berkshire. On SPACs, it's a killer, Buffett said. When the competition is playing with other people's money, they're going to beat us. We're not going to have much luck as long as this continues. He also likened the SPAC craze to gambling. It's shameful what's going on. It's not stupid. It's shameful, added Munger. Taxes. Buffett declined to speak about what he feels about the proposed federal tax changes, saying it's not appropriate to express his views at Berkshire's annual meeting, though he's not worried about the possibility of higher corporate taxes. Buffett also said he voted for Biden in the presidential election. Robinhood. I'm looking forward to reading the S-1, Buffett said. It's become a very significant part of the casino part of the market. There's nothing illegal about it. There's nothing immoral. But I don't think you build a society around it. Munger took a stronger stance, calling the gamification, quote, deeply wrong. Crypto. Buffett declined to comment on Bitcoin, but Munger let it rip. Quote, of course I hate Bitcoin's success, he said. It's creating a financial product out of thin air. I don't welcome currency that is so useful to kidnappers and extortionists. Portfolio advice. Quote, you couldn't help but do well if you had a diversified group of equities. There's a lot more to picking out stocks than figuring out which industry is going to have a bright future, Warren Buffett said. He then pointed out that in the 1930s, there were more than 2,000 auto manufacturers in the U.S. In 2009, there were 3 left, and 2 went bankrupt. What else is happening? Berkshire's operating earnings jump, buybacks slow from Q4. New assessment could shutter Energy Transfer's Dakota Access Pipeline. Is Brooklyn Immunotherapeutics the next GameStop? Dell strikes a $4 billion deal to sell its Boomi cloud business. Tesla is said to delay German production start by 6 months. Sale of Verizon Media to Apollo could come today. U.S. cannabis stocks to enjoy further upside. That's according to Barron's. Electoral setback for ruling party as COVID-19 surges in India. Intel reportedly mulling sports group sale amid foundry push. In today's markets, in Asia, Japan is closed. The Hang Seng in Hong Kong is down about 1.4%. China is closed. The Sensex in India is down about 0.1%. In Europe at midday, London is closed. The CAC in Paris is flat. The DAX in Frankfurt is up about 0.3%. Turning to the U.S., Dow futures are up about 0.7%. S&P 500 futures up about 0.6%. The NASDAQ is up about 0.4%. Gold is 0.7% higher. Silver is up 1%. Crude is up 0.3%. Bitcoin is up 3.3% to around 58,600. The 10-year Treasury yield is up 1 basis point to 1.64%. On today's economic calendar, we have the PMI Manufacturing Index at 9:45, followed by the ISM Manufacturing Index at 10 o'clock. Also at 10 o'clock, we have construction spending and Fed's Williams speech at 2:10 p.m. Fed Chairman Powell is due to speak at 2:30 p.m. today. If you enjoy today's podcast, please be sure to rate it and review it. Your feedback is greatly appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.